Welcome to IRG Sports Injury Update. I'm with Shannon O'Kelly, physical therapist and president of IRG Physical and Hand Therapy, and our guest, Dr. Mark Reed, with Orthopedic Specialists of Seattle in Ballard and Wallingford.
Welcome, Dr. Reed. High ankle sprain versus regular ankle sprain. Tell us about the high ankle sprain.
That's not a typical garden variety ankle sprain. They can go on for much longer, and they're harder to treat. They involve the ligaments between the tibia and the fibula, the two bones of the lower leg.
My understanding is much more disruption in soft tissue injury, hence more swelling, longer return to play decisions.
That's correct. Often most of these get treated conservatively with physical therapy and with immobilization, but it can be a long time to get back out on the field.
Do those two bones that get disrupted ever have to be stabilized by you?
They certainly do. If we see malalignment or if we see instability, then we have to fix those surgically.
A complicated injury, return to play decisions.
So we often have them go through a period of physical therapy and gradually returning to activity over the course of 4 to 6 weeks. Most often they're able to get back without any lingering issues.
Thank you. To contact Dr. Reed, go to seattleortho.com.
If you'd like more information, go to irgpt.com, then click on the Health Experts tab. With 31 locations, IRG Physical and Hand Therapy is Washington's largest physical and hand therapy provider. Find your family's neighborhood IRG clinic at irgpt.com. irgpt.com.